Well, the reality to everything is we got to get back to work. We got a tough game against Georgia Tech this week. They bring a fairly unique team into Nashville, and they're playing extremely well right now. And it'll be a challenge for both our offense and our defense to step up and give ourselves a chance to win. And to do that, obviously, we're going to have to stop a high-powered offense. I don't think I've seen as many big plays by an offense in a year that I have by them. So it's been very impressive. And offensively, we got to, control the ball, keep it away from them. It's a two-way street as far as that goes. But feel better about some things. I think we competed. That was the best thing that happened Saturday night. I think our guys fought hard and played to win. And if we can continue to do that, I think we'll get better on the little things and help us win.
Coach, you had a couple of replays go against you in that first half the other night. I know that's a big topic. Mullen brought that up with Mississippi State and some positive going against him.
I think I'd have to get in line to complain about that.
Did you get a chance to look at those two calls, and what did you think of those?
Well, the fumble one's hard to tell, but it was ruled a fumble. Right. And if you got to have conclusive evidence, I don't think it was there. The touchdown, I think, was even more clear, in my opinion. And not saying anybody was doing anything subversive or anything like that. In my opinion, his foot was clearly on the line. After he bobbled the ball, he had possession. His left foot was in the air. His right foot came down on the line. And I don't know what kind of evidence you need for those kind of overrules, but to me, that was fairly clear. And to everybody else looking at it, I had more texts on my cell phone after the game than ever since I've had a cell phone. So the announcers, it was clear, so I'd like to find out why. And, I haven't been in contact with Rogers Redding yet today, but I'm going to give him a call and like to find out what the discussion was up in the booth about that. So be interesting to find out.
Would you like to see more of an NFL type thing where the guys on the field get a look at the replay? You think that would help in some of these things?
No, I think we've got a great system. We just got to use it correctly. And we review every play, and they do it very quickly. And if they need more time, they ask for it. And that was the case right there. I don't think it was a matter of being rushed. I'm at a loss to tell you why it wasn't overturned. I have no reason.
I know those are first half calls, but if either of those two go your way, we may be talking about a different result.
Well, we can't depend on that to happen all the time, obviously. We gotta make the plays and try to make sure that we're not in those kind of situations where we're trying to call touchdowns against us. And we had opportunities to win the game besides that, but those were two big plays, and I'd like to be on the receiving end of one of those one time.
Forever and a day, there's been a perception out there that the underdogs are the teams that have a little tougher history than the favorites. Calls go against them. Replay, I guess, is supposed to take that away, but is that perception still out there?
That'll be in my memoirs.
Tommy, I know you have to be careful about this, and I know you don't see a lot of the stuff that on a weekly basis, like on Monday when they talk about at the national level, some of the media coverage, but this is going to be the third or fourth straight Monday that the SEC officiating has been kind of talked about at a national level, and everybody kind of agrees that the conference has the best football and may not necessarily national perception again have the best officiating. Do you think it's hurting the conference on that perception nationally?
People will talk about it, but I don't think it's hurting the conference. I think the product is too good. The product is the players. They get out and they They do wonderful things. They play hard. They represent their schools. And I don't think anybody's looking at the refereeing and say, hey, you know, the SEC is a second-rate conference because of the officiating. And I don't think that's the truth either. But, again, I think everybody looks at the quality of the product on the field, and I don't think we're going to let that bother us.
They obviously run the ball very well. Statistically, they're the top rusher, Dwyer, averaging 90 yards. And they spread it out and give as many guys as many opportunities to run, maybe as anybody.
Well, what they do a great job of is letting you decide who's going to run the football. You know, if we're going to try to take somebody away, they'll either the quarterback or keep it, or they'll pitch it. And if you get too many of them up there to try to do that, they'll throw it. Yeah, so, you know, they do a great job of reading the defense and deciding, you know, who's going to get the ball on a particular play. And because it is a balanced set, they got an opportunity to spread the defense out and make you play the entire field. So they do a great job with their scheme, and they execute it extremely well.
Defensively, I mean, obviously it presents a challenge, but you can't take one guy away, right? How do you combat that on the flip side?
Well, you know, you got to play the whole system, and that's the thing about it. You know, it's hard to get your guys ready in a week to play their whole system that they practice from spring practice on and, you know, all of preseason and play in every game. So the challenge is to be as simple as possible, but have enough weapons or calls that you can to try to take away some of the best things that they do. And in doing that, you know, sometimes because your guys aren't familiar with it, you compromise your defense somewhere else. And that's what Paul Johnson does a great job of. He sees that, and you know, he'll know exactly what to do to come back to try to hurt you if you're overplaying somebody, or you've got a weak spot that you don't realize because you haven't played that much against that kind of offense. He'll take advantage of it.
Coach, you had Georgia Tech this week, Florida next week. Can you ever think of two back-to-back high-powered offenses you've ever had to face like that?
Probably last year, the year before, or the year before that. Yeah, we've faced a few. You know, it's just business as usual, and I think that's why our defense has gotten better. You know, it's, you get yourself up and you try to, you know, compete against these kind of offenses, and it just makes you work a little harder, you recruit a little better, and I think players come here knowing that they're going to go against some of the very best teams in the country, and so it's just the way we operate.
How did you guys come out of the weekend injury-wise?
A bunch of bumps and bruises and, you know, minor strains and sprains, and hopefully nobody got any worse after the game, but you know, we'll work some of the injured out this afternoon to see how they're doing, and I can give you a better report tomorrow. But nobody was, you know, injured to the point that they would miss the next game.
Zach Stacy, how's he doing?
Well, I'm talking about those who played.
Right.
Right. Same.
Did he just not feel quite good enough Saturday, or?
Well, you know, Warren was running well, and you know, we had Jared back in there, and Zach has not had the amount of practice that those two had last week, so we thought that was good enough.
Stephen Stone make a difference?
Stephen Stone did fairly well. You know, he's still not 100%, but again, just have him on the field and, you know, back in the huddle, I think is a benefit in its own. And he'll get better every week, and you know, he's a good player and a good leader, so it's great to have him back.
What's it like to go against Paul Johnson offense? What, I mean, is there a certain key? Is there a, I mean, does someone stop football defensively? Or?
No, there's no key. I mean, if there was a key, somebody would have it. And believe me, it would be spread around all over the United States, because nobody's figured it out, and there's no way to figure it out. This, like I tell you, it's a balanced set. You got to have your defense evenly distributed, and it ends up on a lot of one-on-one confrontations. Either lineman on lineman, blocker on linebacker, wide receiver on defensive back, and if they're running the ball, you're going to have to beat a block and make a tackle. Somebody is, if you want to stop them. And if they're passing the ball, you're going to probably be covering the guy man-to-man because, you know, not a lot of people are going to get in a lot of zone because they run the option so well, they'll run the option on third and 10 and make a first down. So, no, there are no keys. You just got to be as sound as you can and, in my opinion, as simple as you can and still cover what they're doing.
Do you guys ever get a chance to just being from the Southern Conference and kind of coming out through there through the roots? It seems like you guys have a, I think this is the ninth time you guys have played each other.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty good knowledge of what he does, but, you know, for me to get that over to our players is the trick. And, you know, Bruce Fowler, our defensive coordinator, our assistant head coach in charge of defense, has been working against that offense for years and years. But, you know, there's all kinds of things that we could dream up, but you can't get them taught that quickly. We're going to have basically 2 days of practice, and then Thursday is, you know, non-contact day, which you need full speed, regular picture kind of football all week, and but you can't do that. You know, we're down to nubs on as far as injuries, and just got to work what we can work.
You didn't get the touchdown, obviously, but how did Larry function in that last drive there, being in that situation for the first time?
Some good, some bad, but not good enough. You know, had some open receivers that he hit, but, you know, he's getting pressured, you know, some, and, you know, just the circumstances of the situation. Some people weren't, you know, wasn't all Larry, weren't doing the right thing, but, you know, we can certainly be better. We had our chances. We got it down to the 24 or something yard line, and you know, when it gets constricted down there, it makes it a little bit tougher to throw the ball, so. Key thing is, should have scored when we had it, second and goal on the 5-yard line, and should have kicked the field goal when, you know, it's 27 yards or 30 yards or whatever, and then we'd have been trying a field goal from the 25-yard line at worst. So, yeah. All that sets up the dire situation we were in at the end.
Coach, can you talk about, I guess, 2/3 of the way through the season, redshirting kids? Have you kind of reached the point where you don't want to ruin any of those now? Or
There's only a few situations like that. Most of the redshirts that we have already decided on, you know, are not really close to playing. But, you know, there will be a few that we have to sort of agonize over and decide, but you know, as long as you got your top guys being able to play, injuries are going to be the key things. And you know, right now we're holding pretty well. You know, even though people like Thomas Welch had to play hurt, and you know, Sean Richardson been playing hurt, Bradley Beerling played hurt last week. You know, it's going to be that way for the end of the season.
What point in the year do you start kind of going down the roster and saying, this looks like a redshirt kid, this looks like a redshirt kid?
Well, some of them you can decide preseason camp, and then some of them are later decisions. I don't think there's a magic date that we look at and say. It's all different circumstances for each player in each position. So we just do it as we come to it.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Warren Norman and already breaking records as a freshman? Why is this kid so good at return kicks?
Well, Warren's got a pretty good knack of being able to make a good cut almost full speed. And when he does that, he goes north and south. And he saw a little opening in there, and we got a good block from DeAndre Jones right at the point of attack, and he cut off of that block and didn't slow down after that. And you know, in this league, you know, if you get in there and on especially a kickoff return and you start making moves and trying to go back and forth, there's just too many fast players. They're going to nail you. And the best thing you can do is zip right on through, sort of pass them as they're going down to cover you, you know. And that's how you bust through and get in the open. And he's fast enough to outrun them all. And that's how you score.
One more.
I don't know why I won't just do it every time.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.